Blog Talk Radio.
This A-B comparison, you went from sometimes meditating, maybe a week or two, and then pausing, yeah, to being very committed, and for years meditating every day, right?
Yes.
What kind of difference has it made in your life?
Wow. Okay. It made in, well, it started making differences day one for me. But I would say in the first several months, I would notice synchronicities, meaningful synchronicities.
Right.
That I knew were coming because I was tuning in through these meditations. And, uh-huh, you know, we have synchronicities all the time. A lot of time we don't notice them. A lot of times, uh-huh, we notice, but we don't understand how meaningful it is to have certain synchronicities, certain coincidences. Right. And but they started happening in really profound ways. And then I started noticing this. I started noticing outcomes that I thought were being altered because I was meditating. Where?
Can you give us an example?
Okay, let me think of, okay, I'll tell you one. This one just happened 3 years ago. Okay. I was driving my truck one day, and I got up a hill, and I hear this strange noise. It was almost like a release of air and then a loud clang. And I thought it was another car, and then I look in my dash, and it says check transmission. I never even knew there was a check transmission light. It flashed bright red.
That's not good.
My car was barely moving. I was about a mile and a half from home. I was hoping I could get back home. I turn around and I just crawl back home very slowly. Got there. I was only going about 10, 15 miles an hour. It's flashing like crazy. It's an old truck. I just knew that I had blown my transmission, and I kept looking. I was surprised that there wasn't fluid all over the ground, but there wasn't. So now, you know, that was sad because I didn't know what I was going to do, come up with $4,000 for an old truck to put in a new transmission. I didn't know if that was the thing to do, whatever it was. It sat for 3 days because I had plans that weekend, and, well, because it was the weekend, too. And so Monday I started calling around. I found someone to come. They wanted to come tow it back to their shop. They came and said, look, we're going to drive it a block or two so we can tell what's there. If it'll drive, then we'll pull it up on our truck and we'll head back. So 3 days later, I talked to them on the phone, and they said, well, we drove it all the way back. There didn't seem to be anything wrong with your truck.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said, but here's the real thing. We've hooked our computer up to it, and it shows no events have happened. Well, your computer in your vehicle, if check transmission comes on, your computer will show that. Absolutely will show that event happened. It didn't show it. So they said, well, we're going to put it on another computer. 2 days later, they brought it back. We don't know what to say. The computers showed no event. And it's fine. I've been driving it 3 more years now. And that, I'm telling you, I don't understand how. I absolutely believe something shifted in some kind of maybe time warp of some kind, and it uncreated itself. I don't know how that is. But it was one of many things. And I felt like, okay, I'm being taken care of. I don't understand how that is. I've got so much. And some of the other things that were happening. So one of my friends who doesn't meditate, after I've been meditating about a year and a half or two, she said to me, you know, your friends can really tell the difference in you since you've been meditating. And some of them had begun to. I had shared with them. And I said, really, and in what way? And she said, well, it's like you're more you.
Oh, wow. That's what a compliment.
Yes. Yes. To me, because aren't we seeking that? To be more our true selves? And to be brave Absolutely. To yourself, and to be self-forgiving enough to be your true self.
And then to have people appreciate that, because I think sometimes what happens is we hide our true self for fear that we won't be accepted or loved.
Here is a powerful thing that happened long term within a year of meditation. In the first year of my meditations, I launched a Kickstarter campaign to raise the money for my House of Sky. I had been planning to do this for 3 years, but I was afraid to, because I didn't know if it would fail. And I thought, it will feel humiliating to just put something up out there and no one's interested. Almost anyone
could do that. And let me just add that you used to be with big record labels.
But you
left that a long time ago because it was out of alignment with you.
Yeah.
And so you've been working towards, you know, sharing your music with others.
Yeah.
But leaving that lack of integrity out of the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
It just needed to be a process. So I finally did it in the year that I began meditating. By then, I had probably been meditating about 8 months. I did, Kickstarter recommends you do 30 days. I did 60 because I just had a feeling it was going to grow gradually. But the commitment required to steward that every day without being obnoxious about it. What do you do? Because it's I didn't know any other musicians who had a successful one. People launched them and then they went away. Because you know, you don't get your money if you don't raise all the way to that point. You could fall $10 short and you don't get it. So I set forth a goal of $70,000 because I was going to record an album. I was going to live while I'm recording it, pay musicians, pay studio, all the things associated. And it became one of the most creative things of my life, nurturing the campaign itself. What I discovered in that process was, don't just ask people for something, give them something every day. Keep writing my stories. Give them humor. Give them something insightful. An essay on something going on in the world. All the things I still do. And then I would just at the end say, if what I do here, if my music or the things I write call to you, please check out my Kickstarter campaign and see if you'd like to be a part. It started growing and growing. It took a tremendous amount of faith because with every pause when you're raising and for 2 days no money comes in, you know, there's a collective gasp as all the hundreds or thousands of people watching it every day wondering, is it going to fail? Is it going to make it? Some of them had already contributed and helped. You know, there's a great psychology and a great spirituality that runs through that. And I just continued to do what I do, continued to give creative things, write beautiful stories, hilarious stories, and in the end, I raised $88,000. It was just really incredible. And then I spent close to a year recording the most creative album of my life. Christine, I felt meditation feeding what I was doing every single day. Things would happen like this. I would go in one morning. I'm working mostly with the engineer co-producer, Jay Kinney, who's a multi-instrumentalist. We're in his studio. And I would say, Jay, remember that day about a month ago we were looking for a synth sound and there was this one thing? And he's going, no, I don't remember that, you know, because we've done 1,000 things since then. But somehow, through the meditating and everything, these things were coming up in my mind. I said, well, it's when we were doing this song. And he says, okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but I know where that sound would have been. So he goes through a long bank, 100 sounds, bam, I would hear it and know it. That's the sound I woke up wanting. How was that happening? It was happening through meditation. Because what it was doing is it was feeding my intellectual process. It was feeding my creativity. And meditation, there's nothing meditation will not feed in you that needs to be fed. Mm. There's nothing. There's not. You could meditate to help you get past grief. Yes, that will very much help. But many other things are going to happen too. You might find that you're funnier when you start meditating. You might find that you're quicker to say something because you just notice you're trusting your voice better. You might find yourself, right. Here's a very common thing. You find yourself saying words and phrases that someone needed. So you're talking to a neighbor and they just lost a mother and you're just talking and you don't know why you said what you said, but you both knew in the same moment that was holy. What was said right there in that moment comforted this person, gave them a feeling of connection still with their mother who had passed. And you recognize that was given to me. And you know that it's so. I think what it points to me, Christine, is that when we seek to have a deeper connection with our own soulful being, and we follow any number of practices that can help us do that, you just have more of what you need in your day-to-day life. You may well have everything you need in your day-to-day life. We're having to unlearn the idea that you don't. And with that, you know, because we learned that so hard.
And the struggle and striving has been put into our consciousness, both subconsciously and on a conscious level, that that's required for us to be happy. It's required for us to succeed. It's required for us even to be creative. You're talking about the magic of flow is the way I perceive it, and that the synchronicities are absolutely stunning. Like you couldn't have scripted it as well as things turn out. It can be mind blowing. But before we go any further, I see that our hour is flying by. I want to make sure that people know how they can connect with you and what it is you're offering.
Okay. Thank you. One thing I would very much love to say is that since the isolation began several months ago, I began to do Zoom classes called Breathing Into Your Life. And in these, we focus first on breathing, and then we do a meditation during this. They are really successful. I would say on the average class, 70% or more are repeats of every class. And that's such a good sign as new people are coming in. I sing a song or two. We breathe together. We talk a little. It's lighthearted. There's laughter. We do a meditation. We talk more. No one's required to talk. It's just that a handful of people may have something they wish to say. And these are becoming more and more and more powerful and beautiful. So that is there. The meditation collection, which I call Breathe the Sky, Musical Spoken Word Meditations. I call them that instead of guided, in part because at this stage, I'm not so much telling you where to go. There is a little hint of that because there's real value in someone leading you through certain deep exercises. But here's what I've thought. We have magnificent meditation teachers in this world right now. I mean, some are transforming thousands and thousands of lives. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But guess what? They're missing billions of people. Billions of people will not start because they're not relating, because they don't know they can. My deepest desire is to meet you where you are. I meet you where you are. I'm not meeting you where I want you to be. You tell me, I asked a man once that was really troubled and asked me to help him. He said, do you think you could make a meditation for me? And I said, yes, I make custom meditations too. And I said, this is a man who used to meditate for hours, but he had been through some kind of trauma, which he couldn't talk about, and he was trying to recover from it. Mm-hmm. And I said, what would be the ideal length if you want me to make you a meditation? He said, 3 minutes. And my jaw dropped. He used to meditate 3 hours. He said, I'm afraid. I don't think I could go more than 3 minutes. That humbled me. That completely humbled me in what I was walking around thinking everyone can do. He said, and I can't take a deep breath. And it's not because he had emphysema or something. It's because of the PTSD. That day, I went home and I created one of the meditations for Breathe the Sky. It was a 20-minute one based on my song Run Like the River Runs. And in that meditation, I say, all breath is a miracle. Breathe as you will.
Yeah, and I noticed that in your meditations, you're not saying, you know, it has to be a deep breath or, you know, there's so much in meditation about breathing practices, and you're just allowing people to show up and breathe how they want to breathe.
That's right. You'll always breathe deeper over time if that's a possibility for you, and you'll want to because you love what happens. But so I made that meditation. I sent it to two friends. Didn't tell them anything about it. They both contacted me the next day. The first one said, do you have any idea how much I needed this 30 years ago when I kept trying to learn meditation and I couldn't breathe like they told me and I gave up? And the other one called with a similar story. That's what I've come
to. That's great.
There is a lot deeper level of wounding in this world than we know, even in the day-to-day. Not even extreme cases, just simply people are overwhelmed. They're hurting, they're afraid, and they don't know about taking a deep breath. That's a little scary because what if I feel more? I don't know if I can feel more.
Yeah, yeah.
So say,
we tend to be so disconnected from our bodies, and it connects us in a way that could be foreign. So we're going through unprecedented times. And I know that there are various layers of fear. You know, some people are afraid of contracting COVID. Some people are afraid of government controlling them and forcing them to get vaccinated. Some people are afraid that life will never get to be the same in a sense of with social connections. What role can meditation play in these times?
Oh. It is a pathway to everything because your breath is a pathway to everything. You're not alive without your breath. That is the miracle. So you will be at your, every single time you take a breath and think about it, and even in some abstract way, think this is of value. Just whatever you're capable of. Maybe you can't imagine that it's holy. Maybe you can't imagine it's a miracle. Maybe you can't imagine that there's light and information in that breath. But can you begin to take a breath and think, this is good? Mm-hmm. The second you start to do that and then begin to practice it is the second you start to become a stronger human being who knows more about your own life. Who has less fear, and you will feel more guided about what you do. You will no longer have the tendency to go out there and start playing years ahead of time the collapse you think is coming. You know, you will live now. And that's it. It helps you do that. That very, very, it's so simple we've missed it. It's like, you know, the saying, we are all one. We all wore T-shirts that said that in the 70s, but we didn't believe it. We abstractly thought that's a neat idea, but we're not living it because it's really hard to find that. It's really hard to relax that much and surrender to the degree that you feel that we're all one. And breath is the clearest, cleanest, surest way to move on a path that's right for you, not for me. It's not a religion. You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it because I have this thing written down how you're supposed to behave and believe.
Right.
Breath is just purely your connection. What could be a better connection with your source than your breathing? And so this is key. And it's what I'm doing in these classes. And it's what people are writing me nearly every day saying, I thought I knew about breathing, but I'm sleeping better. I am less uptight. One man told me he went and for the first time ever had lower blood pressure after doing one of these little short meditations. You know, the miracles that work in us when we surrender to this idea of breathing are unlimited. Mm.
And I think anything that can bring us into the now and have us more fully connected keeps us from being as reactive to the world around us, whether it's generating fear or anger. And I think about how extreme the polarities are right now. And those times when I can stay in that witness perspective and like, oh, isn't this interesting? You know, I seem to have triggered somebody here. Not like, well, I need to prove myself or I need to justify this or convince her. It's like, no, it's just very, very interesting. And that neutrality that can come with meditation is so powerful right now with the crazy polarity.
Oh, if ever there was a time the whole world needs to take a breath together. You know, when I do these classes, there's usually, 25 people or so in each class. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple people that are coming from Europe and Australia, and all the rest are scattered around the U.S. I haven't even notified my mailing list of it yet. I only just do it through Facebook until I'm more familiar with what I'm doing, and then I'll grow it to larger levels. But there is a presence and a knowing, much like it would be if you went to, whether it be a church or some kind of gathering, and a bunch of people sing together. You get chills when a lot of people sing together. Well, this is what's happening.
Right.
When you look on that screen and all those people in all those different states and countries and continents are breathing together, it's so simple. It seems crazy that we haven't done it, but it's comforting. And it makes you feel a part of a community that has nothing to do with location. So,
love that. So it's michaeltomlinson.com.
Yes.
And that's TOMLINSON.
Yes, it is.
And you've got Breathe the Sky, the meditations that you can download, as well as your weekly event, right? Weekly gathering.
Every other week I do two classes right now.
Okay. Great.
Christine, thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
You're so sweet and you're so genuine about how you do this. I put it up on my Facebook page this morning that when I do this with you, it's really just like two people having an interesting, enjoyable conversation, and it happens to be also broadcast. So thank you.
That's always been my goal, because I love having deep conversations with people who inspire the world, and I want to thank you for being one of those people inspiring the world and for being here today, Michael. Thanks.
Well, thank you, and you are as well. Thank you very much, Christine. Bless.
And thank you for joining us here today. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If you'd like to empower yourself to step further into your vibration of change, please visit my website at christineupchurch.com, where you can learn more about my insights, upcoming events, and private sessions.